After about a week or two of being shut down from public masses, we started in the office here to imagine what it would be like to come back. We pictured a triumphant return, a chance for us to all be together again, and how we might really celebrate. We didn't picture this. This wasn't exactly the triumphant return that we had in mind back then. But I think we're all adjusting to the fact that we can't predict very far out at all in the world in which we live right now. And so we talk about it constantly without many answers. And we do still hope for something of a triumphant return. And yet, there is a very definite triumph because we are here. Because we have this opportunity to be fed once again by the Lord and have had this hunger grow in us. And so while we certainly celebrate that we are able to be here, I am very mindful of those that remain at home, those watching on our live stream, the ones that I'm used to looking at in that camera that's above your heads there now. We pray for them. And we know that our celebration won't be complete until a community is able to gather in full. And yet, as we have emphasized throughout the days of our live streaming, we are united because we can join in prayer despite our distancing. Because our hearts are all turned together to the God that we worship. And so even with distancing, there is a unity that we can share. And so while we work to remain distant, sitting farther away than we might here in the church, we recognize that this God is not trapped by any distancing. That we are here this evening for the most intimate connection with our God that He gives to us. That He comes into us. He feeds us. Literally, His body and blood becoming our body and blood. The growing hunger that has been developing in us over these weeks can be satisfied here this evening. Now I find the readings that are given to us for this return to be striking. One of the central figures that we have in the gospel passage today is that of Thomas, this apostle that we identify with so easily. As usual, Thomas gives voice to what we might feel. In this case, he says, "Lord, we do not know the way." Words that can echo in our own hearts. And so Thomas, he often speaks for all of us. But we should also listen with Thomas. We speak the words that he speaks, but we should listen. Listen attentively for the response of Jesus that Thomas receives. "Lord, we do not know the way." And Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. I am the way and the truth and the life." Thomas asks the question. Thomas had his doubts. But Thomas is a saint because he listens when the Lord responds to his doubts, when the Lord answers his questions. Jesus does not say exactly where this is going to go. He doesn't tell Thomas what to expect in the days ahead. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am the way and the truth and the life." And Thomas responds with faith. Thomas expresses what he really feels. This should mark our prayer. It's also what should mark our gathering here for celebrating Mass once again. So I want to follow the example of Thomas, and not just suggest to you that you should follow it in your life of prayer, but I want to take a moment to follow the advice, the example of Thomas right here, right now. So I'm going to pause for a moment and ask you to think of a question. Ask yourself, why am I here today? Consider a second question. What do I want from God? This Thomas, who voices what's really in his heart, can lead us to be honest. Even if what's in our heart isn't what we wish it was, even if it's not as nice as what we might say with our voice. But this Thomas, who also listens, gives us a chance to consider one more question. Pause for a moment and think of this question. What does God want for me in this moment? What does God want for me in this moment? I can say with confidence that what God wants of you, what God wants of each one of us, is almost always far more than we are even asking for. A God who cannot be exceeded in His generosity. A God who is ready to give everything that we are open to receiving. Now in this setting, returning to Mass after these weeks, I imagine that our answers to these questions revolve around the Eucharist, revolve around being fed once again. Receiving the Eucharist is what we have been missing. And now that you are here, I ask these questions so that you can make the most of this opportunity. One of the keys to our relationship with God is how intentional we are, how conscious we are cooperating with the gifts that God gives. And our habit of receiving communion can make it at times something that is more passive than it should be. I come, I receive, and I go. And so with this return, we want to make sure that we are fully conscious of what we are doing, of what God is giving, that we do not receive the gifts that God gives passively. Now, St. Paul, in our second reading today, he can help explain what God wants for us in this moment. St. Paul says, "Come to Him as a living stone. Let yourself be built into living stones." What this means is that your receiving the Eucharist today comes because God is feeding you for a plan. God is strengthening you for something He wants to accomplish in you and through you. He wants to shape and form you to build His kingdom in this world in which we live. And so He wants to have you as a living stone to bring about a greater good in the world around us. To receive communion conscious of the work of God in our lives is to receive communion to be fed and accept the marching orders that come with that. God has plans for you right now in this moment. A friend of mine has a podcast that he has titled, "You Were Born for This." Because God chose to bring you into existence so that you would be the age and strength that you are right now in this crisis. You were born for this, and no matter whether the plans that God has for you are grand or small, He has chosen you. And here He feeds you. The plans that God has in mind for you may not reach beyond your own home at the moment. And yet that does not make those plans any less important. They are plans important to God. important for His kingdom. This celebration of Mass is different than any celebration we have ever had before. It feels different because of the situation that we are in. But let this reception of communion also be different than ever before. Different because it is a hunger that is being satisfied. Different because you are conscious of the gift that God gives to you. Different because you leave today ready to cooperate fully with the plan that God has in your life. And so, I ask you not to receive this gift passively, but to carry with you beyond the end of the Mass. As you return to your home today, think about the reality of this Eucharist that we hold precious, a physical food that we receive. When you get back to your home after Mass today, this physical Jesus, this food, is literally digesting into your system, still present, just as present in your home as He is here in this moment. And so as soon as you get home, stop for a minute there. Consider how close God is to you there in that moment, minutes after you leave here. And when you walk back into your home with Jesus today, stop and speak to Him. Jesus, You are my way, my truth, my life.